Page 1208, verse 24-25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Do please have a seat. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we ask that you may open the eyes of our hearts to see wonderful things in your word today. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's so good to be together this morning. And we're going to start our time now with a little activity. And I'm going to ask Cherry to come and help us run this activity.
Right. Morning, everybody. I need maybe six people who are feeling strong. Oh, look at that hand go up. Jack. I need five more people who are feeling strong this morning. We're going to have a little game of tug of war, okay? So Jack's going to need some people on his team, and we're going to need a team against him. Okay, let's do... Okay, Josh on one side, Josh at that end, Jack at this end. Toby and Jack this side. Somebody else with... Yeah, Sam, you come with Jack and Toby. Josh, you take this end. Yeah, you come... What's your name again? Jan. Yeah, that's it. You go this side. Now, we need one more. We need another strong person on this team. One more. Any girls want to join in? Caitlin. Go on, Caitlin. Come this side. Come this side. Right. Move. We need to go. It's quite a long rope, so we need to move all the way up here. We need to come away from the stage so that nobody bangs into the lectern. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. We need one more on this team. We need someone else on this team. Is John
John's
volunteering.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You need to hold the end here, okay? Right, does everybody know the rules of tug of war? Okay, here's the middle. So the objective is to get this sparkly bit past Kath, okay? Kath is the middle. Yeah, just stay where you are, you're okay, you're okay. Okay, you need me at the other end, please. Okay, and so when I say go, you need to pull, and the team who gets this past Kath is the winner. Okay.
And let's have some cheering, shall we? Let's cheer them
so
on.
So how about this side cheers for this team and this side cheers for this team, okay? Are you ready? On your marks, get set, go. Oh! Okay, you can stop, you can stop, you can stop. Wow, look at that. That was an easy victory. Right, okay, boys, don't worry, don't worry. Okay, because now, what do you reckon if John comes on this team? John, swap sides. And which of you two is feeling the strongest? You should, yeah? Okay, are you happy to go on your own? Yeah, Josh, you come this side too. Okay, Josh, come this side. Okay. Okay, Jan. We've all got to shout for Jan, okay? He's on his own. You've all got to shout for Jan. Are you ready? Hang on, wait, wait, wait. You're cheating on this side. You're cheating. Wait, wait, wait. You need to pull, Jan. Go on, pull, 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 pull. Okay, on your marks. Get set. Oh, wait, wait. On your marks. Get set. Go. Oh, okay, stop, 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 stop. Oh, 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 hang on. They stopped concentrating. Okay, we can stop, 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 stop. Right. Good job, Jan. Give him a round of applause. Well done. Right, you can sit down. Right, this morning, we're going to be thinking a bit about the things you can do together as a team that you can't do on your own.
Yes.
So, over to
Nick. Thank you very much. Cherry, well, it's obvious, isn't it? You can't do tug of war on your own, one person against a whole team. It's impossible. And today we're going to be seeing that being a Christian is something that we can't really do successfully on our own. We are part of a team, the church family, and we need each other. Now, this summer, the grown-ups have been thinking about gifts that God gives us as his people to help us grow as Christian believers. Gifts like the Bible, gifts like prayer, and today, the gift of the family of the church. How we are a gift to one another. We're going to learn that I need you, and you need me, and we all need each other. To find out how this is true, let's listen again to that short reading from Hebrews chapter 10. Let me read it again. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So let me share with you a summary sentence that I think summarizes this. Here's the message for this morning. Spur one another on and keep meeting as Jesus is coming soon. Let's start with, think about this sentence, spur one another on. The writer is saying that we need each other to keep going as Christians and to live the good lives that God wants us to. Christians are a little bit like penguins in the Antarctic. In the cold climate there, they need to stick together in order to keep warm and keep alive. If one of them wandered off alone in the winter, they would quickly get cold and they would die. And it's the same with Christians. We need each other to stay spiritually alive. If we wander off by ourselves, we'll get spiritually cold and we may even die. Christians are also a little bit like hot coals or logs. When all the coals are together, they stay hot and red and burn. But if you take one out, you know, in less than a minute, it loses its glowing color, it gets cool, and it goes out. And it is the same with Christians. When we're together, we stay hot for Jesus. But if we go off by ourselves, it's not long before that love grows cool, cold, or maybe even stops altogether. Coming to church means we can encourage one another to keep following and growing with the Lord Jesus. When I see you, when you see me, when we see one another, and particularly today, having been away for a couple of weeks, it makes me so glad to be a follower of Jesus. But our reading is saying more. It's not just being together, but it's what we do when we come together. Did you notice? He says, let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. I'm a gift to you. You're a gift to me. We're all a gift to each other because we can spur each other on to live the life God wants from us. It reminds us that we don't just come to church for me to have fun and enjoy myself, but also to serve and spur one another on. But what does it mean to spur? What does it mean to spur? Well, it's actually, let me put a big one on the screen. That's the sort of thing that a cowboy used to wear on their heels. It's a spur. Do you want to have a quick look at it? Look at it. It's a spinny thing. And, well, they used to dig it into the horse, didn't they? And it would spur the horse to go faster. Now, it didn't, it might have been a bit uncomfortable, but it didn't damage the horse. And it spurred them on towards going faster. And the writer is urging us to spur each other on to love and good deeds. Oh, I'm feeling a bit tired. I'm going to have a little sit down if that's all right with you. Oh. Oh.
Hey, Nick, you're in the middle of a talk. You can't just sit down and go to sleep. Okay. You need to keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So do I, apparently.
Yeah. So giving. Have you got something to say to me, Cherry?
I do have something to say to you. So
come on, up you come. Come and join us.
You've got a bit there, look.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. There we go. Well, A spur. She's given me a spur. She's given me a poke. We may need to spur and poke one another on to love and good deeds. For example.
Nick. Oh, Nick. Have you heard? Mrs. Smith has broken her leg and she's in hospital.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's... the poor lady. And I'm just thinking, what's going to happen when she comes home from hospital? Because she's not going to be able to cook. Like, how can we help her when she comes home?
Thank you. Cherry, I'm so glad that I came to church today, because I wouldn't have known about this otherwise. But now, well, we can make sure, can't we, that someone can make us some meals, someone can go and visit.
Yeah.
It's really good. Thank you for spurring us on.
There's also something else on my mind, though.
Oh, right.
Like, I've heard about lots of programmes you've watched recently that are really good. But like, how's your Bible reading going and like praying and stuff? How are you doing with that?
Thank you. Thank you for asking. Because do you know what? A week ago, Cherry asked me this, and she gave me some good advice, because actually things have been a bit difficult recently. But I've taken your advice, and do you know what? I've set my alarm 10 minutes earlier in the morning.
That's good.
And I have a really nice cup of tea that I like.
Oh,
and and I'm managing to pray and to read the Bible a bit better.
Oh, that's great. I'm really pleased to hear that. Hooray.
Thank you.
Hooray. I'll keep praying.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you for spurring me on, Cherry. Do you know, if I hadn't been at church and Cherry hadn't asked me, I'd probably still be struggling along and not making much progress. But she's really helped me. Friends, there are so many ways that we can spur each other on to love, loving the Lord and loving each other, and to good deeds. In fact, the writer says, let us consider, let us think about how we may spur one another on. And I wonder, at the end of our time together, there's going to be refreshment served out in the church hall and in the garden. I wonder if you can, in that time, when you're talking and perhaps sharing if you've been away, you know, what holiday's been like, think, how can I spur this person on to love and good deeds? Maybe something happens on the holiday that will help talk about Jesus and spur each other on. Like the tug of war, we need each other. We need each other on our team to spur one another on. So let's spur one another on and keep meeting as Jesus is coming soon. Let's think about the second part of that, keep meeting. Let me just read verse 25 again. He says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. If we're going to spur one another on, we need to meet each other. So the writer is saying, don't give up on the church family. You can't spur if you're not being part of it. Watching church on YouTube, like we did in the COVID time, was good and is good, especially if that's all you can do at the moment. And God will provide for you if that's all you can do at the moment. But it is so good when we can actually be together to meet and to talk. Did you know that the word church in the original language simply means gathering? So the church is a gathering. To be part of Jesus' people means to be a gathering person. And as we've seen, we need each other. I need you, you need me. We all need each other. Oh, hello, Cherry.
Hi.
Here you are again.
Yeah.
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you planning on coming to church next Sunday?
Oh, actually, I thought I'd have a bit of a lie-in. Listen to my favourite YouTube preacher, Theology, and listen to my favourite Colin Buchanan song, People Change But God Don't Change At All. No.
Okay, Cherry, that's really good, and I'm sure Theology will be a good preacher
for
you.
Very sound, he's very sound.
But, you know, just got a couple of questions for you. Does Theo and does Colin know you?
I saw personally. Colin live. I saw Colin live at Word Alive.
Yeah, but do they know you?
No.
No. And do they know our church family and what we are like and where we live and what our needs are? Do they know?
No.
They don't, do they? No. Now, I don't want to discourage you from listening to Colin.
Oh, good.
But you know what? You can do that at another time.
True.
And you could come here and be part of the church family and encourage one another, spur one another on.
Spur.
To love and good deeds.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that sound good?
No, yeah, no, thanks. I'll do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great.
I'll see you next week.
Hooray! My wife listened to me. Thank you, Cherry, very much indeed. The writer says that some Christians, however, have got into this habit of not meeting together. Now, what is a habit, I wonder? Well, it's something, isn't it, that you sort of keep doing again and again as part of your life. You just sort of keep doing it. And I don't know about you, but if I do something 3 days in a row, it's sort of starting to become a habit. If I come to church 3 Sundays in a row, it kind of makes me glad and it becomes a habit. If I don't go to church 3 Sundays in a row, then it also becomes a habit. It becomes more difficult to then join again. So let me spur you on to good habits and especially to keep meeting together. And now, let's briefly look at the final part of our sentence. Spur one another on and keep meeting as Jesus is coming soon. Let me just read it again. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Now, for most of the young people here, in just over a week's time or so, there is a day approaching, a big day. Dare I say it? Back to school? Or maybe off to a new school or a secondary school? A big day. Maybe school for the first time. A big day. And you're going to have to do things to get ready, aren't you? Like buy uniform if you haven't, buy sports kit, that kind of thing. For grown-ups, you may have a big day coming soon. For instance, my sister's getting married next month. A big day. You may have a big medical appointment or something big coming up. But in our reading, there is a day that is far bigger than any of these. It is the day of the Lord. The day when Jesus is coming back. And when he comes, if you remember from Hot Shots, he's going to do two things. He's going to save all of those who are waiting for him. All of those who are trusting in him. And also, he's going to judge all of those who are rejecting him as king. And then, he's going to start the new eternal kingdom, a new heaven and a new earth. These are amazing and super important things. And when all of this happens, so many of the things that seem so important now will suddenly be seen to be not that important after all. Because nothing is as important as Jesus and his eternal kingdom. So when we remember that Jesus is coming, it helps us, doesn't it, to think what's really important in our lives, to think what is worth putting our money and our time into. Jesus is coming. And that also then motivates us, doesn't it, to keep gathering together, to spur one another on, to encourage one another on, because he's coming soon. This is really, really important. I'm a gift to you. You're a gift to me. We are all a gift to one another. Let us spur one another on and keep meeting as Jesus is coming soon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all the gifts you give to us. Thank you for the gift of eternal life that we all may receive if we put our trust in Jesus. And thank you for the gifts you give us to keep going and to grow as disciples. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for the bread and the wine. And thank you for the gift of the church family. Help us today to think how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. And we thank you, Lord, that you are coming soon. Amen.